Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had success after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, The Spinners, and Martha the Vandellas. All coming up the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a hit song after they left the Motown record label.
Guess I'm on my way. Need any friend? And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you, been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I bring you my pay, baby. But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone. Pretty thing, baby. And I've been doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring, huh, baby. And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone. Every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend, oh baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end, baby. Though I know feel like nobody could, if I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone.
I'd be long gone.
I wouldn't be doggone.
A Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, I'll Be Doggone, that reached number 8 on the United States pop charts from 1965. Before that, a pretty tune, Lionel Richie's Stuck on You, number 3 from 1984. And we started with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label, That Lady, number 6 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had a hit song at the lip to Motown record label. Well, we've already heard from the Isley Brothers, so the second artist this hour coming up is Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, Don't Stop was written and recorded by Michael Jackson and released under the Epic record label on July 10, 1979. The song is the first single from Jackson's fifth studio album titled Off the Wall. The song was the first solo recording over which Jackson had creative control. Jackson said at the time that the song's lyrics were not a reference to sex, but could be about whatever people wanted them to be about. Well, Don't Stop was Jackson's first single to hit number one in the United States Billboard charts in 7 years, and his first solo number one on the soul singles charts. It remained at number one for 6 weeks. The song was a worldwide success. Within a few months of release, the 45 was certified gold and eventually earned a platinum certification for sales in excess of 2 million U.S. copies. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, right here on Motown Memories.
Just rising up. I really didn't mean
Motown's smash hit from 1966, You Can't Hurry Love. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1970. And we start with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label from 1979, reaching number 4, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had success at the Motown record label. Well, we've already heard from the Icy Buzz and Michael Jackson this half hour, so the third artist featured are the Spinners, also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners. The song was written by Joseph B. Jefferson, and it was produced by Tom Bell. It was recorded at Philly's Sigma Sound Studios, and the house band MSFB provided the backing. It was released as the third single from the 1972 self-titled album on Atlantic Records. Well, One of a Kind Love Affair would become the group's third consecutive number one on the United States Rhythm and Blues Singles Charts, spending 4 weeks at the top spot. It also reached the number 11 position on the Billboard Singles Chart and was certified gold by RIAA. Well, here is the Spinners' One of a Kind Love Affair right here on Motown.
One of a kind. A fairy tale, like the sun that shines on a rainy day, it's a cloud of love. One of a kind love affair is when you're down is up and you're up is down, but love stays around. And when you know you're right, but you got to make a little sacrifice, you make it for love. Whoa, yeah. She would leave without goodbye, yes sir. She wrote a line or two upon the wall. Said I'm leaving you, no I love you too, I can't stay with you. And to this very day I can never say a discouraging word.
Wrong.
Ooh, yeah. When you treat her nice, but you find
Martha Vandell is a great song, I'm Ready for Love, number 9 in the United States pop charts of 1966. And we started with the Spinners, also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, number 11 from 1973 in the Atlantic record label, One of a Kind Love Affair. This half hour, we featured three great Motown artists that had success after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three artists. So keep it right here on Motown.